Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USAprepares.com. Hour number two. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And it's funny, when an hour ago when I was speaking to Jason, one of the engineers in Minnesota, I was telling him how we had pouring rain all night, and it's looking like we were going to have a brown Christmas. We can't have a green Christmas here in Montana because the grass is all turned. And now we're getting snow, so it looks like we may have a white Christmas after all. I realize there's a few more days to go, but we're supposed to get a high-pressure system coming in tonight, so even if we get a half an inch, it should keep. Let's hope. Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. I mentioned some of the reasons in past shows why we should be sticking up for President Trump, because he has stuck up for us in many different ways. You know, he's kept almost every campaign promise, despite the fact that the powers that be installed in the system is making him not support prosperity and freedom and liberty and justice for we the people. And this guy is working for free, basically. He's donated pretty much all of his salary to different charities. I think he works for like a dollar a month, dollar a paycheck, dollar a year. I don't know. He's working for free, okay? And I don't know too many people who would volunteer their time, their personal safety and their family safety, and lose as much money as he has for us. It's our duty and obligation to try to help somebody who's not a bought and paid for insider. You know, he's done much more for the black community than any other president's ever done, including Barack Obama, the great divider in chief. He would rather have race wars than and doubling the black unemployment, which he has, than all the things that President Trump has done. He's invested in opportunity zones to help minorities. He's passed prison reform, which gives people a second chance. He's passed VA reforms to benefit the people who have defended our freedom. He signed new trade deals to the benefit of average Americans and not the elite. He's increasing the war on fake news. He's ending wars in general. He's made probably over 1,000 arrests, probably thousands of arrests regarding pedophilia and child trafficking. He's brought home Americans that were held captive. You know, it's now a fact that President Obama and the deep state, along with our intelligence agencies, were caught spying on President Trump. That's one of the reasons they want to kick him out, because they don't want to have accountability for their crimes. He's making the world pay for their fair share of the United Nations and their protection and other world sources. He's openly respected veterans, police officers, ICE, and first responders. Although the behaviors in Portland regarding the police officers, I have to say, is not worthy of respect. You follow the rule of law, the Constitution, and the will of the people, not the other way around. And you know what I'm talking about. He does not sell out America to other countries. And he brings the people to the foreground who have sold out America, who have feathered their own nest, like the media and Hollywood. And he's exposing them, and they're hating him while he's putting the people of America first. So you have to be aware of all that. So let me go back to more objective facts, more evidence of election fraud, voter fraud. Okay, next. Forensic audit shows Dominion software intentionally designed to influence election results. I think every baby in the forest knew that. Next, Obama and Pelosi didn't win elections in the last decade. It was because of Dominion voting. Stick that feather in your cap, folks. We are a banana republic. The people who are in these institutions at the highest levels do not represent you, just represent the elite. Next, election watchdog group exposes Zuckerberg's $500 million dark money scheme to elect Biden. People, if you or I, or anyone listening to this program, I mean anybody legitimately listening, not some government group trying to catch me saying something incorrect, and that's why I always use articles that are published in the public domain. If we did 1/100th of what Zuckerberg did, in any context, we'd be in the who's gal. Next, Georgia recount. Biden accidentally, and accidentally is in quotes, people, given an extra 9,600 plus votes in DeKalb County. But shh, there's no evidence. Shh. Next, Michigan Secretary of State website attacks Gateway pundit and attorney Matthew DiPerno after posting video of corrupt election worker. You're posting a video and you get threatened. A real video. See, this is why the Insurrection Act of 1807 is getting up to 97% support, people. There's so much fraud. I mean, they literally want us to ignore math. I mean, Peter Navarro just came out with like a 36-page document that proves that Trump won hands down. I mean, for the last almost 2 months, that's what we've been talking about, is election and voter fraud evidence. I've probably given over 1,000 pieces of this evidence and objective facts already. I mean, they're letting us ignore math, especially the math impossibilities. How can Obama win 69 million votes with 873 counties and Joe Biden gets 80 million votes with 477 counties? Come on, people. We're not that dumb, despite the fact that they think we are. So what I'm going to do now is continue with more election/voter fraud evidence. And I'm looking at the clock, and I'm looking at what I need to say, and I'm going to have to shortcut my shortcuts again. It's just so hard, people, not to comment on some of this. It's really hard, but I'm going to try to limit my comments because some of it's so obvious. I mean, like, when you see Arizona, 11% of signatures don't match. You see in Nevada, USB sticks changing votes literally overnight. We have way more evidence of unconstitutional election fraud than constitutional impeachment regarding the presidency. But the evidence is being ignored. President Trump, we need a special prosecutor, and we need one now. Good luck finding somebody who doesn't want to manufacture the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. And, Mr. President, I am going to say something you're not going to like. You need to uphold your oath of office and defend us, the people, from enemies, foreign and domestic. And I think you know what you need to do. Okay, next. Pennsylvania, 9,005 ballots with no mail date or evidence they were ever sent to a voter. 58,000 plus ballots returned on or before the mail date, and 51,000 plus returned only one day after, which is highly unlikely. In Georgia, mail-in ballot rejection rate for missing or inaccurate information or for non-matching signatures decreased from 6.42% in 2016 to 0.36% in 2020. That means all the chicken scratch ballots, all the made-up ballots they had to throw into the machine, they had to throw them in multiple times to make up in the last minute the vote count. We are living a scam. We're living a cartoon. We're way beyond 1984 Orwellian crap. Rejecting 2020 ballots at the same rate as 2016 would have resulted in a net gain, and I think this is still talking about Georgia, of 25,000-plus votes for Trump, twice the number needed to overcome Biden's count. Next, in Michigan, 174,000-plus mail-in ballots in Wayne County had no valid registration number. This indicates that it likely resulted from election workers running the same ballots through the tabulator multiple times, as documented numerous times in legal declarations. 71% of Wayne County absent voter counting boards were unbalanced, where the number of people who checked in did not match the number of ballots cast. People, this is first grade stuff. Every baby in the forest can see this is fraud. Next, Wisconsin, 100,000 ballots were supposedly missing and directed to be found. Founds in quotes after Election Day. You can't make this stuff up. Next, leads in each at 3 a.m. on November 4th at less than one in quadrillion. I've said this before. In the wee hours of the morning when we all went to bed, the odds of Joe Biden winning was less than one in a quadrillion. And when have you heard me use that number, quadrillion? When I talk about the phony derivatives market. Next, Rand Paul states over two dozen states changed their election laws without going through the legislatures. We've talked about this multiple times. That's called illegal. You can't use a governor, a lieutenant governor, an AG, a secretary of state. You have to go through the state legislatures. And guess what, people? For those of you in California, you've been played. Let me finish the rest of this. California prints ballots in direct violation of its own laws, rendering all of California votes invalid. A lot of evidence that shows that President Trump won California, by the way. You've been played, Californians. You've been used, Californians. You've been conned, Californians. In other words, your vote don't count. How do you like that? Not just those seven swing states. Next, Supreme Court's compromise. Staffer went whistleblower and said he heard Justice Roberts, suspected of being dirty and a mole, seen with Clinton on Epstein Island, screaming, insisting the Texas case to stop election fraud not be taken up. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. This was an article in the public domain, so I'm mentioning this. Next, Arizona, massive theft of over 700,000 votes uncovered. Donald Trump won Arizona easily. Arizonans, you've been played, you've been conned, you've been used. Welcome to the new America. I'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheehan from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And, you know, we've been giving evidence on this show and now probably close to thousands of alternative media channels around the country, never mind the world. And it gets old when you hear the powers that be literally thinking that you are so stupid and they keep saying there's no evidence. And that's pretty much what we've been doing, or at least I've been doing when I'm on the air, for the last over a month and a half. Giving objective facts, giving evidence, giving hard facts, not subjective emotional opinion. And they're coming back with, come on, man. So if anything happens to you, if you get arrested, just tell the cop and the judge, come on, man, and they'll let you free. You think it'll work for you, for us? You know, all this evidence, Trump's totals decreasing on live television and Biden's increasing. How do you decrease totals of votes? That's not the way math works. States literally voting stops dead in its tracks on video, on film, bypassing state legislatures and changing state laws, which is illegal. No transparency for anything and censoring everything, including evidence and facts, which obviously have a new definition. videos of mail-in ballots showing up in suitcases, USB sticks, kicking out GOP poll watchers, thousands of witnesses and affidavits, dead people, same name, non-existing address, commercial vacant addresses. Every scenario that anyone could possibly think of. But here is the kick. Every glitch was in favor of Joe Biden. I mean, Wisconsin alone has 200 ballots that should be discarded as mail-in ballots. And they say they were mailed in. There's no vote envelopes, no vote signature verification, and no creases. God, they think that we are so stupid, especially in these swing states and others. You know, when I say others, I mean California, New Mexico, Minnesota. There's a lot of states that Trump won. I think President Trump probably won close to 48 states. I think President Trump got over 80 million votes from the math that I'm looking at, and Joe Biden got somewhere around 20 million. Okay, next article. Newly classified text messages from Peter Strzok show the FBI was investigating Trump before Crossfire Hurricane was ever opened. On July 28, 2016, Strzok told Lisa Page there were multiple open investigations about Trump and Russia. Crossfire Hurricane wasn't opened until July 31st. You want to know what the last sentence is, folks? I didn't write it. I'm just reporting it. The FBI has no credibility left. Next, Hunter Biden and Associate James Gillier asked to get Joe involved. This is a quote. This is a disclosed information from certain communications. And James Gillier asked to get Joe involved, but make it look like truly family business, unquote. Text show, quote, don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that. But they are paranoid, Gillier writes. You know, how much evidence has the alternative media given about this? If all this stuff that they were pointing the finger at Russia, Russia, Russia with President Trump, wasting hundreds of millions of your dollars for this theater, and then the Biden crime family comes forth, and they don't even get special prosecutors? Well, you better do that, Mr. President. I mean, Hunter Biden's businesses didn't just get foreign investments from our enemies, but also confiscated tens of millions of taxpayer dollars in the forms of subsidies, loans, and bailouts by selling favors and access to Joe Biden. Bribery, blackmail, treason, using Air Force Two as a getaway vehicle. Tons of emails and evidence prove this. Money being held for the big guy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. The Senate on Monday night approved a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and sent it to President Trump for his signature. The legislation, which follows passage in the House, authorizes $600 stimulus checks for people who earn less than $75,000 per year. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was removed overnight from Statuary Hall in the U.S. Capitol, where it stood next to George Washington for 111 years. It was replaced by Barbara Johns, who at 16 years old led a 1951 walkout at an all-American black school for equal education. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals faced an 11-game losing streak to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have won 11 games this year. The Bengals, a lowly 2. Insert Week 15 upset of the week as the Cincinnati Bengals take away the win 27-17. The Steelers now on a 3-game losing streak. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger puts the burden on his shoulders.
I'm not consistent enough, which affects the offense because the ball's in my hand every play. I don't think anybody that plays this game at any position, whether it's week 1 or week 16, feels 100%. So, no, I would say that I don't feel 100%, but nobody does right now.
Sunday, the Steelers will host the Indianapolis Colts. The Bengals travel to Houston to play the Texans. Well, it looks like the Army college football team will get a bowl game after all this year. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while five SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Less than a half an hour left. I'm just going to rip through more objective facts, more election fraud evidence. Next, the Secretary of State and Governor of Georgia, both so-called Republicans, in quote, that's why I use the term neocons, traitors, rhinos, Anyway, they're not allowing Fulton County to go through the vital voter signature verification process. Also, they are not allowing Republican watchers to be present and verify. They've got them behind barriers. See, this is what happens when you're bought and paid for. This is what happens when you've been blackmailed. This is what happens when you get caught going to the Chinese spy center, as they called it, in Houston that was closed down, and you're caught taking pictures with the enemy. This is what happens when you decide to play by a different set of rules, laws, and accountability. This is what happens when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Who's the beneficiary? And it's not we the people. Next, Chief Justice Roberts proven to be compromised. This was, I think, Lynn Wood, who has an audio tape of Roberts to an associate Justice Breyer saying, the mother effer will never be reelected. And this is in August of 19. You think he's compromised, folks? Bought and paid for? Blackmail? What do you think? Next, Senate investigators say that despite receiving subpoenas, FBI Director Wray is still stonewalling demands for Crossfire Hurricane documents while the CIA has not turned over any of the documents investigative committees have requested dealing with the Spygate scandal. You see, there's no confidence in our institutions, folks. There's no trust left. When you're all bought and paid for or blackmailed, there's no trust left. Next, on November 3rd, Fulton County, in new policy, allowed Democrat-run, this is a beauty, allowed Democrat-run ACLU of Georgia to station lawyers at each of its 255 polling sites, replacing poll managers and overriding normal county procedures for catching absentee voters who also showed up at the polls. They really think you're idiots in Georgia. They think you're morons. It's unbelievable how they can do this stuff in broad daylight. And, I guess the jury's out if they're going to get away with it or not. Next, FEC records show that more than 20 of the biggest individual donors to Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell are Chinese Americans. Imagine my shock. Come on, people. We either change it now or we're just going to have to give in because we don't have a rule of law left. We don't have leaders left. We don't have official authorities left. We don't have experts left. Everything to do with health, science, math, politics, voting, everything will be tainted. Let's do a little math. When you win a record low 17% of counties and you lose black and Hispanic support, lose 18 of 19 bellwether counties, lose Ohio, Florida, and Iowa, and lose 27 of 27 House race toss-ups, but you can say you win the president election, but behind the scenes you call Americans useful idiots. Well, I guess if they're going to believe it, maybe they are useful idiots. Next. And this is all part of math. Not new math, just math. If we have 213-plus million registered voters in the U.S., and 66% of all the voters voted in the 2020 election, stay with me here, folks, that equals 141 million voters and change who voted in the 2020 election. Now, here's the kicker. If President Trump won 74 million votes, that leaves only 67.5 million votes remaining total that Biden could have won. That means over 13 million duplicate or made up ballots were created and counted for Joe Biden. This is math. This means that Biden committed fraud in every way possible. The steal was in the millions of fraudulent votes, not in hundreds of thousands. Millions. This is math, people. Next, there's a ruling in Cobb County. This is why I say our judges, our lawyers, and our courts have turned. They've turned against the American people. Cobb County refuses to remove 16,000 voters who don't even live in Georgia. Georgians, please, every minute of every day they are saying how stupid you are. I don't think it's a wise gesture by these people to admit that in your face in broad daylight. It's up to you to make the difference. And please, everybody realizes that America is now a banana republic, but you have to, because of that, you have to go out and vote on January 5th in your state. You have to. You have to. Next, Rudy Giuliani says, of the 600,000 votes added during curious spikes in Pennsylvania, how many went to Biden? And I actually saw this interview a couple times, and it's hard to wrap your head around because it's almost like Wile E. Coyote, Bugs Bunny, and Elmer Fudd. So Giuliani asks the witness regarding these ballots, how many of the 600,000 added during this curious spikes in Pennsylvania, how many went to Joe Biden? The witness says, and I'm quoting here, I think our figures were about 570 some odd thousand. Rudy Giuliani said, how much went for Trump? And the witness says, I think a little over 3,200. The crowd erupted in gasps, in laughter. Keep in mind, folks, the hero, I can't remember his name right now. If you're listening, I apologize. The truck driver who drove ballots from Long Island, New York, to Pennsylvania, then had his trailer stolen. Do you think there's any possible way this election is valid, is legitimate? If you do, then you're living under a rock. You don't read, you don't research, and your IQ is about 20. Because I am running out of breath giving evidence of election and voter fraud. Next, there's a little more math. We have 50 states in the country. You take away the states that are in question right now. Trump won 25, Biden won 16. Those states, House 2,974 counties, those states, House 2,974 counties, even with the votes in question, Trump won 2,496 of these counties. Biden won 477. Trump won 84% of America. Biden won 16%, but yet he's the president-elect. People, we're not this dumb. We need to call out the cowards, the people who were bought and paid for, blackmailed. We need to call them out. This is the biggest heist in the history of our country. Citing the United Nations, Google confirms it notifies children if parents are modifying their accounts. Wrap your head around that, families, parents. You're no longer needed. That's what big tech is saying. Next, in Michigan, the Secretary of State directed the county clerks, you're going to love this, to delete all the electronic voting records. They had the records for 2018 and for 2016, but they destroyed the records for 2020. The Michigan Secretary of State should face a military tribunal and the Insurrection Act of 1807. Next, a Wisconsin man who was convicted for sexually assaulting his own child will receive taxpayer funding. That means you who are listening, are going to pay for his sex change and be removed to a woman's prison after he assaulted his own child. And again, this is a good time for me to say that we are not. Everything that I read is published articles in the public domain. I don't make this stuff up. I don't write it. I make lots of comments surrounding them because some of them are so surreal. That's why I say that disclaimer. And speaking of that disclaimer, let's talk about a few articles regarding the consequences of the behavior that's been happening by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, by demanding a special set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, and show where we have actually gotten to. Okay, next. Seattle politician calls police. Sit down for this, please. Seattle politician calls police she defunded over a crime she wants legalized. Yep. Not making it up. Nope. Not making it up. Next, Trump was right all along about Obama wiretapping. If President Trump then one millionth of what these Democrat sellouts have done to him, President Trump would not just be out of office, he'd be in prison. And you're going to love the people who are supposed to be supporting you, supporting the rule of law. Let's talk about William Barr. He says no CI misconduct in Trump-Russia spying. He also says that he defends not making Hunter Biden a probe before the election. And he also says that there should be no special counsel for Hunter Biden or election fraud. That's called Benedict Arnold. That's called sell out. Even though all this evidence that's been confiscated, all this evidence of subsidies and loans and bailouts and selling favors and access to Joe Biden, all the evidence of blackmail and bribery and treason, emails going to China, and money being held for the big guy, all the bribery, the pay-to-play, the racketeering, all the evidence of deep ties to not just China, but even Ukraine and Russia. People, our nation is on the ballot right now. Our freedom, liberty, rule of law, justice, it's all on the ballot. All at stake. Next. Trump was right all along about Obama wiretapping. I already said that. Next, FBI Director Christopher Wray has been hiding his connections to a Russia energy company likely connected to Iran. Uranium One, pardon me.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. Last segment of the program, folks. We appreciate you being here. I'm just going to rip out as many articles and objective facts as I possibly can on it. And I hope you all have a great day after we're done here. Next article, Hunter Biden requested $10 million wire from Chinese energy tycoon with best wishes from the Biden family, quote, unquote. Next, U.S. Department of State issues new warnings the Chinese Communist Party poses a real threat. You think? Next, email uncovered where Jim Biden shares the, quote, the family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest level. People, President Trump, if you don't create a special counsel to investigate the Biden crime family, you might as well just start packing your bags right now. Next. YouTube removes video of Trump lawyer's opening statement at Senate committee hearing. You need to watch that, folks. A lot of evidence. And YouTube is, which is Google, is eliminating that. That's called censoring. Next, Nunes says FBI was lying to Congress. This is really, really, really bad, and somebody needs to pay a price for it. Nunes, you're a good congressman. I'm on your side most of the time. But we're so sick of hearing clickbait and talk and no action. Next, I wish I had more time. I said this yesterday when I interviewed Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Birx visited her family on Thanksgiving with multiple children, grandkids, 3 generations, despite all the warnings and of the so-called deadly pandemic and the safety perils, but she got caught. If these people, the Pelosi's, the Gavin Newsom's, the mayor of Denver, all these people who are telling you how to live and they're not practicing what they preach, if they're not afraid, you should not be afraid. Get back to normal, folks. Next, trending. Supreme Court justices fear Democrat riots, if they rule on 2020 election. So you're saying if you get threatened and someone's doing something against the rule of law and destroying our country and not representing we the people, you don't want to rule on something that's so black and white, so obvious, so 100% fraud? You are cowards. You should just hang up your robes, leave the Supreme Court, call it a day, and President Trump will put new people in there. You guys are traitors to America. You're cowards. Next, Democrat stimulus bill gives $600 to suffering American, but spends more than $2 billion to Africa and Asia. Not making this up, folks. It just passed Congress, the Democrat Congress. House passes Porculus bill. $25 million goes to gender diversity programs in Pakistan. Again, my disclaimer should come up again. I am not making this up. I did not write this. These are published articles in the public domain. Yes, there's sarcasm in my voice. Next, $700 million free money for Sudan. And this is the second largest stimulus bill in the country. But you're being displaced from your jobs, from your businesses. You can't sue because you're being told you don't have enough group self-pity points. You don't have enough victim group status, so you have no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law, and they can give your hard-earned money, whether it be through inflation or tax dollars, to all these countries, to Sudan, to give pork to different countries for gender diversity programs. This is a joke. People, can't you see it's all about taking money from you? This is why all this, you've heard me say this a gazillion times, all this equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, these are politically correct buzzwords to hijack the definitions to sell the narrative, to sell you out. I mean, these people who passed it in the Democrat Congress didn't even read it. They didn't even read it. Remember when Pelosi said, oh, well, let's pass it so you can read what's in it later regarding Obamacare and other things, too? This is tyranny. You've been sold out. These are probably payoffs to foreign countries to help out in the coup attempts against President Trump. I mean, just Social Security alone. Here you're paying for all this. You're paying for all the government workers' extremely high paychecks, benefit packages, and pensions. And you're getting Social Security, and yet Social Security is such a mess. There's over 6 million active accounts of people aged 112 years of old and older. It's 6 million. Where's that money going to? We only have like 40 people in the world who reaches 112. We appreciate you being here, folks. You all have a great day, and Merry Christmas to everybody. See you next week.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.